If you got your Bibles this morning, turn over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 1. And this morning I want to talk about receiving the Word. Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1. It says, "Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you." You know, prayer has everything to do with the success of the preaching of God's word. Paul clearly taught this. Prayer opens the way for the word of God to take its course without hindrances and creates the atmosphere so that the word of God accomplishes its purpose. You know, I thought about that just this week. Thought about, you know, we're trying to get this bus ministry up and going, and got to have somebody to drive that thing to go out and pick up the kids. And, you know, you got to get up a little bit early. You got to go out a little bit early. You got to get to church a little bit early. You got to stay a little bit late. You know, I thought about, you know, prayed about that. And just, that's what the Lord wanted me to do. And not only me, I'm sure there's somebody else that he's going to have step up and help with that. But, you know, we pray for things and we ask the Lord to use us. But then when he gives us something to do, most of the time we start making excuses why we can't do that ministry. The thing is, it says that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is in you. You know, if you want the word of the Lord to have free course, you got to obey what he's telling you to do. If that means coming to church an hour early or staying an hour late to take the kids wherever they need to go or whatever it is, we got to obey the Lord if you want him to use you. Turn over to Mark chapter 4. And talking about the bus ministry, we went out this morning, picked up one kid, and we had to wait for him to get a shower. But, you know, that's what it's about. You know, we have to submit to the Lord. And, you know, I remember they didn't have a bus, but they had somebody that came around to my house and picked me and my brother and my sister up and took us to church. There's kids in this community that want to go to church, but they don't have a way to go to church. Their parents or their grandparents just don't go to church, and they don't have a way to get there. And it's our job to go out into the community and knock on doors and invite these kids to church and say, "Hey, we'll pick you up Sunday. Hey, we'll pick you up Wednesday night. We'll pick you up for VBS if that's what we need to do." In Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, it says, "And he began again to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, 'Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow, and it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And others fell on good ground, and it did yield fruit, that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100. The parable of the sower is a notable study of preaching, and it shows its differing effects and describes the diversity of hearers. The wayside hearers are great in number, but their soil is unprepared. As a consequence, the devil easily takes away the seed which has been planted. We must prepare our hearts to receive God's word. We prepare our hearts by being in prayer and having a pure heart as we seek God's word. In verses 5 and 6, it says, "And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, but because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away." Just like the seed that fell on stony ground sprang up immediately, but was soon scorched by the sun and withered away because its roots weren't planted very deep. That's how many of us are as Christians. We hear the word of God being preached, and some of it falls through the cracks of our heart and begins to sprout, but because the ground wasn't cultivated and the soil of the heart prepared, that seed that had sprouted has now died and withered away. In verse number 7 it says, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Some of the seeds fell among the thorns, and they were overtaken, and they yielded no fruit. Just like the seeds became no good, they had gotten mixed up among the weeds and the briars and all the things that just sucked the life out of them and made them useless and unfruitful. We too, as Christians, can come to God's house and hear God's word and be unfruitful because we aren't willing to pluck the weeds from our lives and let the word of God have free course in our lives. We just keep on doing the same old worldly things and wonder why God's not working in our lives. Now, some of y'all might even be like I was, out in the world, but still went to church, listened to worldly music, you know, ride down the road, singing songs about there's a tear in my beer and whiskey bent and hell bound, and then coming to church on Sunday morning and singing I Surrender All and wondering why God seems so far away. You know, when we sing stuff like that and we allow stuff like that into our ears and when we watch worldly things, you know, God is going to be distant from us. You know, he wants us to surrender to him. He wants us to sing things that uplift him and to watch things that uplift him and to do things that uplift him. You know, I find myself pulling more and more weeds from the garden of my heart so that I can produce fruit for the Lord. Many people get saved, and now that they have their fire insurance, they can't go to hell if they truly have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So many people continue to live worldly, sinful lives. Some think it's okay to listen to whatever music that pleases the flesh and to watch stuff on the TV that has all kinds of vulgar language in it. In many homes today, kids listen to and watch what they want to. They wear the kind of clothes that they want to. They go places that they shouldn't be. And in many cases, mom and dad have no control over the amount of time that they spend on social media. The Bible says in Proverbs 22:6 that we should train up a child in the way that they should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. You know, many kids today don't have a lot of training going on in their homes. They're given, you know, just give them that phone or give them that iPad or that computer, and that's what they spend their time on. So many people have let the briars and the weeds overtake their lives, and they are not producing any fruit for the Lord. And the weeds have gotten so thick that it's affecting their kids' lives as well as lives of others around them. You know, it's just like if you go out into the world and you hang around somebody that's talking ugly and somebody that's drinking and doing this kind of thing, you know, if you hang around them long enough, pretty soon you're going to want to do what they're doing. The Lord wants us to yield fruit for him. The Lord wants to use each and every one of us to do his work, but you won't bear any fruit if you don't start pulling weeds from your hearts. You can start by praying and asking God to help you. Get in a daily routine of praying and reading your Bible. Ask others to pray for you. God wants to help us in our daily battles, but it's up to us to call upon him to help us. Flip over to Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 through 13. It says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. You know, That's a lot of our problem. We only want to call upon the Lord in our time of need, when we're in trouble. But we should call upon the Lord all the time. And it says if we'll pray unto him, he will hearken unto us. And if we will seek him, we will find him if we search for him with all our heart. You know, we can't just be half-hearted. We have to be wholehearted. And that's just like, you know, when you get out of doing some of the worldly things, Lord, and start doing some of the things for the Lord, you know, he'll take away the things that you used to go do on Friday night, the things that you used to go do on Thursday night. He'll replace those things with something a whole lot better. He'll have you out knocking on doors on Thursday nights, or he might have you in a prayer meeting on Friday night. But if you'll trust him and obey him, he'll take all those worldly things away from you, and you won't even really think about them anymore, and you'll just do what he wants you to do. If you truly seek the Lord, he will help you with all the things that you struggle with, and one by one, those weeds are being plucked from the garden of your heart, and now you can produce fruit for the Lord. Look back in Mark chapter 4, verse 8, and it says, "And others fell upon good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and 100. The good ground hears profit by sowing simply because they have prepared the ground. They have pulled or gotten rid of all the weeds that were causing the garden of their hearts to be unfruitful. So now when the seeds are planted, they can grow and multiply and produce much fruit as long as we keep the ground, our hearts cultivated, and the weeds pulled through prayer and confessing our sins and replacing worldly things with godly things." You know, just like when you start living for the Lord, start serving the Lord, and start doing the things of the Lord, that old devil, he's always knocking. He's always right there trying to beat you down every time. So you need to stay in prayer. You need to stay in God's Word. In Psalms 19:14 says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." You know, that's where our strength comes from, is from the Lord and from being in his word. And it says, "Let thy words of my mouth." You know, what kind of words do we have coming out of our mouth? You know, our mouth speaks from the abundance of our heart. So it's whatever we put in is what comes out. We need to watch what we say and how we say things. We need to pay attention to the type of things that we allow our eyes to see and watch. We also need to be careful of the things that we listen to. The Bible says in Luke chapter 6, verse 45, "A good man out of good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh." We also need to pay attention to the places that we go and the people that we hang out with. We shouldn't hang around with the same crowd and do the same things that we used to do. The Bible tells us to come out from among them and be ye separate. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. And the Bible also tells us to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Psalms 12:2. I was listening to a guy speak the other day, and he said this right here. He said, "Schools informs us, jails reforms us, sin deforms us, but God transforms us." You know, we ought to all want to be transformed by the Lord. You know, that's one of the things that I've tried to do, is replace some of the things that I used to listen to with. I'll sit sometimes in my truck at lunch, and if I'm not reading or studying my Bible, I'll listen to somebody preach, and sometimes they'll just give me something that I can use, or something just speaks out to me, and I'll try to share it with somebody else, and hopefully it'll speak to somebody else. But if we don't take the time to read God's Word, if we don't take the time to listen to God's Word, then we won't know it. You know, it's okay if we don't do the things that the rest of the world does. As godly people, as saved people, we ought to be more spiritually minded and less worldly minded. Galatians chapter 6, verse 8 says, "For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. You know, I thought about that just this week. Thought about all the worldly habits that we have, and all that stuff is just going to burn up one day. And I ain't talking about necessarily bad habits, but things that we do sometimes daily, sometimes weekly. Like I've told y'all many times, I like to work on stuff and I like to have some kind of project going on all the time. And we do that kind of stuff and it takes up a lot of our time. And I think about that, I thought about that just this week. You know, what could I have been spending my time doing this week other than messing with something down there in the shop? And, you know, that sometimes I just get under conviction about that. And the Lord, he has dealt with me about that this week for sure. We need to prepare our hearts so that we can receive God's word and not only hear God's word, but we need to apply God's word to our everyday lives. We need to plow the ground so that when the seeds are sown, they will have good fertile soil so that they can grow and yield much fruit. We can increase the type of fruit we bear and the amount of fruit we bear by reading God's word, studying God's word, praying more, confessing our sins, listening to godly music, witnessing, to have God's love toward others, to have joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, church-going. That's not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. You know, believe it or not, God wants his people to assemble together with other like-minded people and worship him, to sing songs unto him, to study and to learn about him. You know, there ain't nothing godly about country music, rock music, rap music. You know, some of it may appeal to our flesh, but it don't do anything for the Spirit, that being the Holy Spirit. You know, we should be singing about victory in Jesus or a fountain filled with blood rather than singing about all this worldly stuff. Now, I've heard this a while back, and it said, if your Christianity won't get you to church, are you sure it will get you to heaven? 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 says, examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith, prove your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates. You know, it's up to us to know whether or not we're saved or not, or whether or not we're lost or not, because I can't look out there and tell if any of you are saved or if any of you are lost. You know, I can go off of what you tell me, but it's up to you to prove your own selves whether you are saved or not. Going to church should be a priority in every believer's life. It should be a necessity, just like going to the grocery store to get food, to keep our human body fed when it gets hungry. Christians are to have a desire to go and feast on the Word of God whenever they can. Prayer produces a church-going conscience, a loving heart, a church-supporting spirit. Prayer exalts the Word of God and gives its preeminence in the appreciation of those who faithfully and wholeheartedly call on the name of the Lord. If you want to yield much fruit for the Lord, start faithfully praying and reading God's Word, and as the Lord deals with you and convicts you about things in your life, don't quench the Holy Spirit, but start pulling those weeds and give the Lord good ground for his seed to grow. You know, a lot of time, that's where the problem is at, is because we have not prepared our heart when we hear God's word, and it just falls by the wayside. And it doesn't matter what preacher is preaching it or what Sunday school teacher is teaching it. You know, we just don't receive it because we don't have our heart prepared to. Psalms 119:11 says, thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. You know, we should be hiding God's word in our heart so that we won't be sinning against him. Just like those weeds that sprout up in a garden unexpected, the devil will throw things at Christians that are unexpected. And if we ain't careful, they will take root and start to grow. We can protect ourselves by studying God's word and hiding God's word in our hearts so that when those weeds start to sprout, we can use God's word to kill them off. Psalms 119:97 says, oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Do you love to read God's word? What are some of the things that you meditate on in your daily lives? Do you constantly think about worldly things and neglect the things of the Lord? Or do you have a daily routine to where you spend time praying and reading God's Word and keeping your soul prepared for the Lord to work? You know, I think about a lot of times, just like I said, you know, you get caught up in doing all the worldly things and you neglect the things of the Lord. It's so much easier for me to go outside and cut the grass or weed eat or to work on something or to sit down in front of the television and watch a TV show than it is to pick up the Bible and read it. That old devil, he knows what pleases the flesh, and that's what he uses against us, because he knows everything that we like to do. You know, some of us, even during hunting season, you know, we'll go hunting on Sundays instead of coming to church, or go fishing on Sundays instead of coming to church, or just whatever. But the thing is we need to prepare our heart so that the Lord can use us, and we need to, you got to do that wholeheartedly. The Lord, just like I was talking about the bus ministry, you know, we can ask the Lord to use us all we want, but if we don't get off of that pew, then ain't nothing he can do with us. And that's what I got for today, and I hope y'all got some help from it. Lord, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for just allowing us to come to your house, Lord. I pray that you just be with the next hour. I pray that you be with Brother Drew as he brings a message, and I pray that you just open our minds and our hearts and our ears, Lord. And I pray that we just cultivate our heart, Lord, and start plucking the weeds from it, Lord, that we'll just receive your word, Lord, and Lord, just use us, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you just be with the singing, Lord. I pray that you be with all the ones that's coming out, Lord, and we just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.